This is VOA News via remote.
I'm Laurel Bowman. Residents of China's capital, Beijing, are emptying supermarket shelves and overwhelming delivery apps as uncertainty over COVID restrictions fuels panic buying. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
Unconfirmed reports of an upcoming lockdown in at least some Beijing districts led many residents to stock up on food and other supplies. Most residents of the city have already been advised not to leave their compounds, some of which are being fenced in. The city's government has ordered accelerated construction of COVID-19 quarantine centers and field hospitals as the number of daily cases of COVID-19 are hitting new records throughout the country. I'm Karen Chamas.
Rising prices for food, rent, gasoline, and other household costs.
And some of the other headlines from around the world today. Indonesian authorities deploy heavy machinery, helicopters, and thousands of personnel in a desperate effort to locate dozens trapped in rubble by an earthquake that killed at least 272 people. A six-year-old boy was pulled from the rubble after spending 2 days trapped under debris without food or water in a miracle rescue. Energy providers in Kyiv struggled to restore electricity with about 70% of the capital still offline after another barrage of dozens of Russian missiles targeted Ukraine's grid. Russian lawmakers unanimously approve a law banning all LGBTQ propaganda in a final reading as Moscow promotes increasingly conservative values at home with fighting ongoing in Ukraine. And UN Rights Chief Volker Turk demands an end to the unnecessary use of force against protesters in Iran. This is VOA News. In the U.S., retailers are anxious to see if inflation will curb spending for Black Friday shoppers. The day after the Thanksgiving holiday is usually the top American shopping day of the year. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Rising prices for food, rent, gasoline, and other household costs have taken a toll on shoppers, and many are reluctant to spend unless there's a big sale. They're also more selective about what they buy. Some shoppers are also dipping into their savings and are turning increasingly to buy now, pay later services, such as Afterpay and PayPal's 6 months no interest. Some pandemic habits are sticking around. Major retailers, including Walmart and Target, again closed their stores on Thanksgiving Day. And many moved away from doorbusters, the deeply marked down items offered for a limited time that drew crowds. Instead, the discounted items are available throughout the month on Black Friday or the holiday weekend. I'm Donna Warder.
And in other world news, EU Chief Charles Michel announces a China trip next week to meet President Xi Jinping as Europe seeks a way to confront Beijing over its rights record and threats to Taiwan while maintaining trade ties. EU energy ministers meet to try to agree on key measures to mitigate an energy crunch in Europe, but they are riven over a gas price cap proposal slammed by many as a joke. French members of parliament are expected to vote for the first time on a complete ban on bullfighting after a national debate that has pitched animal rights defenders against fans of the traditional sport. The body of an Israeli teenager snatched by Palestinian militants in the occupied West Bank is returned to his relatives following intense talks to avoid a new outbreak of violence. A 31-year-old overnight manager at Walmart shoots and kills six people at a store bustling with Thanksgiving holiday shoppers before turning the pistol on himself, authorities say, in America's second high-profile mass shooting in 4 days. Also in the States, lawyers for the 22-year-old accused of murdering five people at a Colorado LGBTQ club say their client is non-binary as details emerged of a chaotic past, including family breakdown and a name change. For more stories, please visit us online at VO8News.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Laurel Bowman for VOA News.